In Kyiv today, Secretary of State John Kerry is making another attempt to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine, which has gotten worse in recent weeks, addressing Russian involvement.
We want a diplomatic resolution, but we cannot close our eyes to tanks that are crossing the border from Russia and coming in to Ukraine.
French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are making their own surprise visits today, and they plan to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow tomorrow to talk about a ceasefire. The BBC's David Stern is in Kyiv, and David, Merkel, Hollande, Kerry gathering. What's the sense there?
There's a feeling of urgency that perhaps maybe they're coming here because it reflects the great worry in Europe that things are spiraling out of control and maybe reaching a point of no return.
Well, more than 5,000 have been killed since April when Russia took over Crimea, and more than 200 civilians in the past 3 weeks killed in eastern Ukraine with the fighting there between separatists and Ukrainian troops. And you say a sense of urgency. We're reading reports that both Merkel and Hollande scrambled to get to Kyiv to try to head off a U.S. plan to possibly arm Ukrainian forces. Now, yesterday, the defense secretary nominee Ashton Carter was asked at a hearing whether he thought the U.S. should be sending weapons to Ukraine to help government troops. Here's some of what he said.
I very much incline in that direction because I think we need to support the Ukrainians in defending themselves.
Well, so David Stern, what's the feeling there about arms, you know, lethal weapons coming to Ukraine as opposed to the non-lethal aid that's been going there from the U.S.?
I think that you could be described as yes, please, here in Ukraine. The Ukrainians have been asking for weapons for quite some time now, and they've been emphasizing what they need are defensive weapons, which is also what the Americans are talking about. If there are weapons, the Ukrainians, they have been pushing very hard behind doors, apparently.
And why are leaders of France and Germany so against it?
Well, there's two camps of thinking, that the arms could either help bring an end to the fighting or at least stop it in its tracks. The idea that if the Ukrainians are able to defend themselves, this would be something that could, give the rebels in Moscow pause for thought. And the other school of thought is that this could lead to an escalation. We've heard from Moscow today. They said this would cause colossal damage to Russian and American relations. They also said that they would view arming the Ukrainians as a threat.
Well, and David, what do you make, if anything, of leaked reports today? Both USA Today and CBS are reporting that U.S. military experts studied Russian President Vladimir Putin in 2008 and concluded that he had Asperger's syndrome, which made him, for instance, defensive in large social situations. Odd that that would come out today. Any thoughts on that?
Are you looking for a confirmation from me? No, sorry, I can't tell you whether or not President Putin has Asperger's syndrome. What I can say is that it sort of reflects, I wouldn't say grasping at straws, but the sense that people want to figure out what is happening, what Mr. Putin actually wants and what makes him tick. And these are questions that nobody's been able to answer. And this is one of the big problems. And I think trying to figure out what exactly Mr. Putin is, what's going on inside of his head and whether or not he has any conditions, that's all part of this.
The BBC's David Stern in Kyiv. David, thank you.
You're very welcome.